At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news. It's a Thursday, the 12th day of July for 2018. Well, thousands of plants and processed marijuana were recently seized at 12 different locations in Calaveras County. Codenamed Green Wave, the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, along with the California National Guard Counter Drug Task Force and several cooperating agencies were all part of a month-long operation into the illegal cultivation of marijuana and directly associated environmental crimes. According to Calaveras Sheriff Rick DeBasilio, due to the nature of the watershed systems in Calaveras County, the environmental damage that begins in the mountains and foothills of Calaveras County has significant impacts into other portions of California, including the Central Valley and the San Francisco Bay Area. Specifically, the McCallamy River watershed, which leads directly into the East Bay Municipal Utility District's reservoirs, which are the water source for millions of California residents. The area of this operation also included the Stanislaus River drainage system, which affects millions of residents and agricultural water in the Central Valley and beyond. DeBasilio noted Green Wave demonstrates the cooperation between allied agencies working together in a concerted effort to protect the state's most valuable resources, such as land and water. The operation netted in total 26,597 marijuana plants, 1,832 pounds of processed marijuana, 5.5 pounds of concentrated marijuana, marijuana cannabis edibles, 9 grams of methamphetamine, 11 firearms, and resulted in 7 arrests and 14 cases referred to the Calaveras District Attorney's Office.
And fire restrictions go into effect on the El Dorado National Forest beginning this Saturday. Wood and charcoal fires will be restricted to designated recreation sites, and other fire-related activities will be prohibited till the end of the fire season. Gas or propane fires are allowed with a free 2018 California campfire permit. Now, always cautious about imposing restrictions on visitors, conditions in the forest and in California have reached a point restricting campfires to campgrounds is now appropriate. Now, also on Saturday, the Stanislaus National Forest will begin fire restrictions in the Moor Creek area along the North Fork of the McCallamy River, which is accessed through the El Dorado National Forest. Complete details regarding the 2018 fire restrictions, including the list of designated rec sites, available on the El Dorado National Forest website at fs.usda.gov/El Dorado.
And the recall efforts against District 4 Calaveras County Supervisor Dennis Mills has failed. Proponents of the recall failed to collect the needed 1,555 valid signatures to put it on the ballot. According to Calaveras elections officials, out of 2,125 signatures submitted last month, only 1,462 of those were of registered voters in the district. In order for the recall efforts to continue, the group would now have to start back at the very beginning. Earlier this month, officials reported the move to recall Board Chair Gary Toffanelli had come to an end, and the recall efforts against Supervisor Jack Garamendi also failed some months ago due to lack of signatures.
And ride the rails of the Amador Central Railway this Saturday from Lane Station through oak-studded woodlands, finally ending up at the Sunnybrook Turning Pad. You can then watch the turning of the rail cars and finally reboard and enjoy the ride back to the station. Now, rides will be offered this Saturday and every second Saturday of the month through November, weather permitting. Ticket sales begin at 9:15 a.m. at Lane Station, located on Highway 104, about a mile and a half south of Ione, near where the railroad crosses the roadway. Tickets are only $10 per person. Children must be 5 years or older. No ticket reservations available. Tickets are on a first-come, first-served basis. Closed-toed shoes are recommended. Alcohol and tobacco products are not allowed on railroad property. For more information, AmadorCentralRailroad.com. And again, tickets are only $10 per person. Children must be 5 years or older.
You know, J.D., we got this sent to us yesterday, and it deals with bears and trash cans. Apparently, I know last year, you may recall, we had a rash of bear and trash can issues in the upcountry, and apparently it's happening again in Pine Grove, Volcano, Pioneer, and even as low as Sutter Creek. Residents are having trouble with bears getting into trash. Now, you know, the fishing game will be called in. You know, they'll trap them, they'll take them off and relocate them, possibly euthanize them in some instances. But anyway, if you don't have trash pickup, you need to, you know, make sure that your trash bags and the contents in the bags are not left out for long periods of time, especially during the evening. One tip is to spray your cans and trash bags with ammonia water, because apparently the bears don't like the smell of ammonia water. But again, be on notice. And I also heard that due to all the wildfires in California throughout the state, wild animals are on a kind of migration, and they're moving all around the state. And you're advised not to leave pet food or your small pets outside at night because of the migration of you know, various wild animals. But anyway, nonetheless, again, bear problems have cropped up again. Pine Grove, Volcano, Pioneer, and Sutter Creek areas. So, hey, don't forget today, road closure again on Peak Street. And that will take place all day today. And detours have been placed on Schober Avenue and Perry Street. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.